from deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey, welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. I'm Chris Daly, and I have a very special show for you today. I was thinking about this last night, gosh, I ought to do a year in review and just kind of look back at 2007 at all the things that have happened, because there's been so many huge things going on. Well, when I started jotting down a few notes, I quickly realized, gosh, a lot has happened. This is going to have to be a multi-part show. So for part one, I'm just going to take the first quarter of 2007, January, February, and March, and then hopefully we'll do a quarter per show. Four shows later, we'll be finished. All right, well, January started off as the second part of a trip to Las Vegas. Tony D, his girlfriend Julie, and I had all went to Las Vegas for New Year's, and I will never do that again on New Year's. It was the most crowded place in the world. Anyway, I love Vegas. I definitely will be going back to Vegas, just not on New Year's. And on the way back, we decided to drive, Tony and I. She flew because, she didn't want to waste all that time driving. I prefer to see the country, to stop in and check things out along the way. Take a little bit of time. Well, on the way back, we stopped off in El Paso, which is where we stopped on the way up. But this time around, it was a little bit different in that it was snowing in El Paso. Very, very unexpected to get back to Texas to snow, although there had been none anywhere else on our trip. We went across to Mexico, and the place was pretty much deserted. It appears that Mexicans in a border town just don't hang out in the snow. You know, when you picture a Mexican border town, you don't picture the snow anyway. So, yeah. Then after getting back, get back into the routine, walking the dogs, I remember railing against the New Year's resolutioners, those people who decided, that's it, I'm going to get up, I'm going to walk my dog every morning, or I'm going to go jogging or whatever. All I know is they filled up my jogging and walking trails so that Lou and I didn't have the place to ourselves like always. Also in January, Bush announced his plan to solve the Iraq issue by adding 21,000 new troops. That worked. It was in January that I actually did a blog entry about Tony D spending an hour and a half at a CVS pharmacy when he told me, hey, let's swing by. I'm going to go in here quick and print out a couple photos. Well, hour and a half later, I was pretty steamed. I covered the IFMA freestyle motocross event at Reliance Stadium. I did that for This Week in Houston, the podcast. I did that with my good friend Dave Sneed. And throughout these things, I'm going to play music that I was listening to at that time. I'm going to start it off with Making Me Nervous by Brad Sucks.
Says that you're moving again.
Also in January, the city of Houston overreacted as usual to the big ice storm scare. And the thing is, it never happened. There was never any ice. I guess it was echoes of Rita that, you know, of course the news went crazy with it. And, oh my gosh, ice and sleet. And oh my God, you'll be sliding off into the ditches. You know, just craziness. And I blogged at the time that, hey, you know, people are overreacting to this stuff, and of course, it never happened. I attended the Houston Social Gamesters meetup group with my friend Mike Wright. That was always a fun group, and I have a habit of attending once or twice a year, so that was one of my obligatory attendances. Fun stuff. In fact, I think we're about to start doing that again. I think it coincides with just after football season gets over. And suddenly I find myself with a little free time on a Friday and Saturday, which I haven't had since football season starts. Then the social gamester thing fits into my schedule. Also, during January, Lou and I went to various parks. We went to Bear Creek Park. We went to the dog parks, several of them, two or three. We went to a couple parks I don't even know the names of. So January was a time, because it's still nice and cool, that Lou and I got to get out and about quite a bit. All right, moving on to February. February was cool in that it started off by me meeting one of my early sports heroes, the mixed martial arts fighter known as El Guapo, Boss Rutten. He was a coach for one of the teams of the International Fight League, the IFL, that came to town. They held an event in Houston, and I was covering that for This Week in Houston with Tony D. I also interviewed Lee Broderick for the PMC Top 10. He's a great young singer out of the UK. In fact, why don't we play his song, one of his songs that made it into the PMC Top 10. This is Lee Broderick with Madeline.
Words ran true. 'cause Madeline, I love you. Please forgive me, Madeline. I'll be your friend if you just give me time. I'll wait for you along the line. Perfect to be with. Was it true for you? Oh, the words rang true for you. Oh, you know I did it too. Oh, what did you ask me to? 'Cause Madeline, I love you.
February also saw the start of the second season of the podcast for the Texas Copperheads indoor or arena football team. Now, they were in the NIFL, the National Indoor Football League, and called the Katy Copperheads the year before, but head coach Brian Blake had got an offer from the AF2, the Arena Football 2 League, to move them up to this new division and move them up to the Barry Center, which is closer to my home. Worked out great. And they now changed their name to the Texas Copperheads. First thing I did, I realized they were playing former Dallas Cowboy quarterback Quincy Carter, who was one of the first Cowboys I really hated because, you know, he was so terrible. I went and put a bounty on his head. And not to kill him, not to do anything crazy, but just for sacks and things like that. I went to the players and I said, look, you're going to be playing this Bossier Shreveport team, which had Quincy Carter. I said, you know, I'm going to pay. Anybody knocks him out of the game, they're getting $100. If you sack him, you get $50. Of course, they wiped the floor with us and nobody touched Quincy. Even though I did get to interview him in one of the post-game press conferences, and he had missed a couple games during the middle of the season for violation of team rules. And of course, I asked him, I said, okay, Quincy, so what's the story? Why did you miss the games? And he goes, oh, it's going to be like that. You're going to ask that, huh? I'm like, yeah, of course, I'm going to ask that. You know, see me, I'm media, that's my job. Anyway, he wasn't too happy about that. Also, my brother Tim and I covered the Amped Mobile Supercross event, which was also held at Reliant, did that for This Week in Houston. It was a great time. Tim got to go up there in the press box, and he was just, you know, rocking out with that, kind of loved it. We took some pictures, sent them all to all his friends. Also, for Valentine's Day, I delivered flowers in Victoria. My mom, my brother, they work at this flower shop in Victoria. I went along, did some deliveries, and recorded some sound seeing stuff. So it was a lot of fun. Got to be the, you know, the bringer of joy. As you know, it's what a job delivering flowers. Everybody likes you. And February ended on a sour note in that the best of all peanut butter, Peter Pan, was recalled for salmonella. And you know, I ate mine anyway, even though it was in the lot that said it had salmonella. I figured, look, I've got strong antibodies. I don't care. I like my Peter Pan because they had pulled it off the shelf. And if you read the blog, you know that it just came back this month. So I've lived almost the entire year without my brand of peanut butter. All right, and the last month for this segment is March. March started with a complaint to T-Mobile. I got on their customer support line and was complaining, saying, you know, I want a free phone, people. I can switch off of T-Mobile and get a free phone, but to get a phone from T-Mobile, I have to pay. And I said, that's silly. I've been with you guys a very, very long time. And of course, They shocked the world. They did the right thing. Not only did they send me one Motorola Razr phone for free, they sent me two. You gotta love it. I am a big fan of T-Mobile's customer support now. I also learned the difference between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise. Also, that very same day, I won at the horse track. Good times. All right, our musical selection for March is I Want a Better Life by The Shakes.
I want a better life. I want a better life. More than these four walls and my loving wife. I want a better life. I want to be your man. To be your man, 'cause you're pretty cool and you've got a tan. I want to be your man. I want a bigger place. I want a bigger place. Four floors, a garden and a drive with gates. I want to be.
Also in March, I tried Twitter for the very first time with mixed results. Early on, I thought, well, gee, this is silly. And later, I became a Twitterholic. So, you know, now I'm somewhere in between. I felt like killing after seeing the movie 300. Together, we as new media people bum-rushed the charts with great success. I had an excellent time at South by Southwest. I enjoyed the best rodeo in the world, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Also, the ill-fated Monsters of the Midsection contest began. That's a contest where me and several other of my girth-challenged friends decided to have a weight loss contest. And, of course, all we lost was participation. America discovered that our pet food was nearly all made in China, as hundreds of brands were recalled when pets started to die. In a case of a fish out of water, I videoed a rap concert featuring Mike Jones, Slim Thug, and several others. It was a lot of fun, but my whiteness was very apparent. I tried Starbury shoes to see if cheaper was just as good. Turns out, not so much. My friend Tony V announced he is going to make the move to Houston from Victoria. And a final song for the first quarter of 2007, Yeah Yeah by Matt and Kim.
Yeah,
Well, I hope you've enjoyed part one of my recap of 2007. Look for parts two, three, and four to come as I find time. But they all should be in by probably mid-January, somewhere in there. Well, thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Chris Daly reminding you to keep it real.
This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.